Too Much Rock podcast number 739. I am your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from My Radiant Stars from La Seigneur in France. The song was called Lovers, and it's on the album Momentum, which came out March 21st on Shelf Life Records. Ostensibly, it's a shoegaze record, but it's also an indie rock record and has even more to offer. A couple of songs on there I really like, and that's one of them. Give that one a listen. I'm sure you're going to find something that works for you as well. I got lots of rock and roll here in this week's podcast, so let's get right into it. This one's by Foxy. It's called Promise.
We'll be right back.
Too Much Rock Podcast. Just a quick blast of power pop there for you. Ending off with Wildlife with the song Mia MIA. That's on the band's album Sorted, which came out last week, May 16th, on Wicked Cool Records. I've loved everything that band from New York City has done, though this album does feel a little different, maybe a little more mature, got a little more Britpop in it, a little less punk rock. You know how I feel about artistic growth, but give that one a listen, see if it works for you. Let me know what you think. And then before that, we heard from Foxy with the song Promise. That's on the album Tonight Tonight that came out last week, May 16th, on Rum Bar Records. The band's from Orange County, but I don't know a whole lot about them. I know that's a wonderful little punk rock record with lots of power pop in it, some really, really good songs. I think it's only available on CD. That one probably should be listened to on vinyl, though, so start a write-in campaign, or at least just go listen to that album. It's great. Let's continue on here. A track by Les Louis. The song is called Allez Toi.
No!
was Ace Face rocker Susie Moon back when she was with Turbulent Hearts. The song is called Not That Kind of Girl, and it was on a 2015 five-song digital-only EP. But I've got good news for all us vinyl lovers. This Friday, May 23rd, Pirate Press Records releases All Out. It's a 2-LP set that contains all 20 songs that Turbulent Hearts ever released. And there are some real rockers on there. Some of the songs I'd heard before, some of them were entirely new to me, so it's been great fun listening to that one. I think you're going to enjoy it if you enjoy the Too Much Rock podcast. Before that, we heard from Les Louis with the song Allez Toi. That was on the band's Split 7-inch with Split System. It came out May 8th on Legless Records, the band from Montpellier in France. Both sides of that are excellent, and it's everything a 7-inch should be. All hits, no fluff, just play a song, flip it over, play a song, flip it over, and just keep doing that for the rest of the night. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. I'm going to test that theory here. I got a track by The Cult. It's called Love Removal Machine.
Yeah.
I had another track queued up to play after that, but I just had to stop and talk about that one. That is The Cult with the song Love Removal Machine. That was the band's 1987 album Electric, which came out on Beggar's Banquet. I saw the band that tour, opening for Billy Idol in Indianapolis, and I picked up the record at the time and did not enjoy it a bit. I think I sold that one pretty quick. But I saw a band a couple weeks ago, a goth rock band with a little bit of hard rock overtones, and I thought, is that what that Cult record sounds like? I should give that one a listen again. So I went and picked it up again, and no, that's not what it sounds like. This album is rough. The first couple of albums were at least interesting from the Cult, bits of psychedelia with some dark wave, and this album, well, they took what they'd recorded and took it to Rick Rubin, and Rick said, you sound like pussies and those guitar effects are horrible. Let me re-record it and make you sound like AC/DC, and they said, sure. Not sure why they said that, but there you go. So the album's recorded. It sounds like macho, horrible guitar rock. There's great riffs, I'll give you that, but the album just sounds so bad, and it has the worst cover of Born to be Wild I have ever heard in my life. So anyway, no, I didn't give it a hard time in 1987. It was bad then. I still think it's bad now. Anyway, we are out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 739, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Look at the concert calendar. We got some great things coming up. Osprey is playing Skate Bar on the 19th. On the 21st, Sheer Terror is playing with Murphy's Law, Total Chaos, Bad Ideas, and Uncouth at Record Bar. 21st is also One Step Closer at the Bottleneck, Laura Jane Grace at the Granada, Toasters at Mini Bar. On the 22nd, Cataphract is playing Howdy. Deco Auto is at the Mini Bar on the 23rd. On the 24th, Drifter has their album release party at the Bottleneck. Still Ill plays Mini Bar that night. Napalm Death and Melvins play at the Madrid. I've got tickets for that if you're interested. Check out my Instagram page. Jorge Arena Trio plays at Howdy that day, and Radke plays at Lemonade Park. On the 25th, Rude Cousin plays at Skate Bar. Effigies are playing Record Bar with Tinker Ray on the 28th. 29th, Dice Spitz is at Mini Bar. On the 30th, Nan and the One Night Stands play Charlotte Street. That's the culmination of the musical that she's been working on for years. B-Non plays The Warehouse on the 30th. 31st, Ramona Clay plays Voodoo Lounge. Embarrassment play Lemonade Park with the 90-minute cassettes. Virga has their album release at White Schoolhouse, and Rude Cousin plays Arts on Broadway. Oh, and Bad Ideas play again at the Skate Bar. So that's May for you. Looking over the website, got a couple new things up there. Photos and videos of my thoughts of the Lost Weekend Fest that included Chinese Telephones, The Slow Death, The Whiffs, Flesh Panthers, Greg Wheeler and the Poly Mall Cops, and Drastic Plastic, as well as a show that Slowpoke played in their backyard, taking advantage of Columbus Park Fest. And you know I always save room for one more, so I've got a track here from Roman Numerals from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm going to play the song The Rule of Five. It was on the band's self-titled album that came out in 2006 on Anodyne Records. I was thinking about the band the other day. I saw that they were listed as the opener on the Gang of Four show here in Kansas City and thought, I don't know that I ever got that album. I didn't. But luckily, Mills Records was able to get me a copy, and I've been spending the last couple of weeks with it. I wasn't sure what to expect. I kind of thought of it as a, Season to Risk continuation. In some ways it is, but in some ways it is a little darker. And in some ways it kind of foretells all the current dark wave explosion here in Kansas City. So we'll give this one a listen. It feels a little like 2006, but it also feels a little like 1984 and a little like 2025. So we end things here with Roman Numerals and the song The Rule of Five. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.